Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper. And once again, I'm coming to you here in Washington, D.C., right on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Had an interesting week last week. I'd like to think that all of our weeks since I started this program out have been interesting. Had a few guests, quite a few callers. And, you know, I think I would like to think that we're having an impact. That is, you and I, the callers, myself, our guests. Likewise, with all the programming here on RBNLive.com and certainly through American Free Press, the newspaper that I write for each week here in Washington. You know, this idea that we need to speak out is so important, and there are so many people who want to keep us from speaking out, but it's more important than just speaking out. It's the point of reaching more and more people among the grassroots in America with our message. And that's why I say it's all well and good for me to come on here every night and talk and maybe have a guest on and for you to call in and we can exchange ideas, but if we keep speaking to the same people day in, day out, we're not accomplishing anything. So that's why it's so important that you know, when you send out Christmas cards, you know, tell people, put a little note in, say, to tune in to rbnlive.com, you know. Maybe print out some of the pages from the website and close it in your mailings to people, you know, Christmas cards, what have you. I know an insurance man out in the Midwest who has a mailing list of his clients, and he used to enclose news clippings from the pages of the Spotlight and encourage people to read the good old Spotlight. So there's many, many ways we can reach people, ways you might not even think of. So, like I say, it's so important that we do that. And one of the reasons it's so important that we continue to speak out is because of three little towns that I've just read about today, Norway, Maine, Bunky, Louisiana, and San Bruno, California. Now, I think I may have heard of San Bruno, California, but I never heard of Bunky, Louisiana, or Norway, Maine, or Alva, Florida, for that matter. I'll tell you what the names of those towns mean. Alva, Florida was the hometown of Marco Silva. I never heard of Marco Silva. Norway, Maine is the home of Corey Dan, D-A-N. And Bunky, Louisiana is the home of Brian Lewis. And San Bruno, California is the home of Angelo Zawadye. And I'm not even sure I'm pronouncing it right. It really doesn't matter if I'm pronouncing it right or wrong, because these are just the four latest names listed today in the Washington Post of four young Americans killed in the Iraq War. The official fatalities of as of today, according to the Washington Post, citing the Pentagon, 2,313 fatalities. And, of course, this doesn't include the 15,000 or more people who have been injured in some way, you know, whether in combat or whether in non-hostile action. But the point is, 2,313 dead, and the president now says he's confident of victory. And he's saying this just at the time when the sabers are being rattled against another Middle East country called Iran. Now, you know, I'll tell you what, I mentioned this friend of mine who's a big-shot lawyer and a big devotee of Fox News. You know, I keep sending him emails, and every time I talk to him on the phone, I keep reminding him how wrong this hand puppet in the White House has been. And how right that I have been, and not just me, of course, but all of you out there who are listening in, and all of the readers of American Free Press, and all these independent journalists, and, you know, correspondents, and the hosts of shows, and RBN. All of these people who said that this war was a war that need not be fought. We're right, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned. I've got some very interesting news for you folks, and then we're going to be taking calls. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Sitting up here rather pleased by some of the things I saw in the paper today, some of the things that came in the email, things that I think you need to know about, things that people all around the country, all around the world need to know about. And one of the things people do need to know about is the names of these 4 young men that were killed: Marco Silva, Corey Dan, Brian Lewis, and Angelo Zawadye. You know, we don't know the names and the faces of most of these people that are dying over there in Iraq, and dying they are. But we are seeing the crippled kids coming back. Oh, forgive me, you're not allowed to say crippled anymore, but I'm going to say it because that's the word I always grew up with. These people are crippled. They don't have arms and legs, and they can't see. And it's a war. It was a war that was caused by the pro-Israel lobby. Now, you know what? I say that all the time, but here's the good news, folks. A study published yesterday by researchers from Harvard University and the University of Chicago. Now, you've heard of them. They're not known to be right-wing extremists or Nazis or anti-Semites, but there has been published a report from the John F. Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University. It's an 83-page report called The Israel Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy by John J. Mearsheimer and Stephen M. Walt. Now, these gentlemen, these are distinguished academics, folks, and this report is available on the Internet if you do a little search on it. Very simple to find. It's also an edited version of, has been published by the London Review of Books. And basically, folks, I mean, you know, it reads like things that I have written for the last 25 years. It reads like the things that many of you have been saying to your friends and loved ones, often probably to be scoffed at. It's the John F. Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University, is basically now saying everything that we've been saying for years and years. And, for example, I have a... Just let me read this to you, folks. It says, this is from the Harvard University School of Government, one of the top professors there. Quote, some Americans believe that this was a war for oil, but there is hardly any direct evidence to support this claim. Instead, the war was motivated in good part by a desire to make Israel more secure. This report says that the Israeli lobby is not good for America, and that the Israeli lobby has led America into a dangerous situation in the Middle East, a situation that's not necessary. It says the U.S., this is a direct quote, folks, the U.S. has a terrorism problem in good part because it is so closely allied with Israel, not the other way around. They go on to say that the first Gulf War revealed the extent to which Israel was becoming a strategic burden. And they say that there is reason to question Israel's strategic value in that it does not behave like a loyal ally. Israel is often portrayed as David confronted by Goliath, but the converse is closer to the truth. Folks, these are very provocative things. They say that Israel's record is not distinguishable from that of its opponents. They point out that the Swedish branch of Save the Children estimated that between 23,000 and 29,900 children, Palestinian children, required medical treatment from beating injuries from the Israeli Defense Forces. Nearly a third of them were aged 10 or under. That means, say, 30,000. That means 10,000 kids under the age of 10 suffered substantial beating injuries from the Israeli Defense Forces. You know, I've heard over the years how tough the Israelis are. But yet they're beating up kids 10 years of age and under. Maybe somebody should take a stick to them. I mean, this is our ally we're talking about here, folks, our so-called ally. But now John Mearsheimer and Stephen Walt have written this very important report. And I expect, the Israeli newspaper Haaretz says, quote, the study is liable to stir up a tempest and spur renewed debate about the function of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee lobby. This is very interesting, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I wrote in my book, The New Jerusalem, which was published more than a year ago, that I strongly believed that there were going to be people and that there were people in the highest ranks of the academic community, in the Defense Department, the CIA, the National Security Agency, the State Department, you know, people of some influence and people with real contacts who are really fed up with the power of the Israeli lobby and who do not believe that what it does is good for America. And for that matter, it's not really good for Israel either. And what's important and what's interesting further about this report from this gentleman at the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard is the fact that they say that they believe that the Israeli lobby is now trying to push the United States into war against, guess what country? You guessed it right, Iran. So, folks, you know, this has been going on. You know, this whole business with Iraq, it really started back in 1990 when George Bush Sr., the old man, started it all up and got us into this original mess with Iraq. You know, I have a report. I have an old article from the Wall Street Journal of January 28, 1991. It said, when Congress debated going to war with Iraq, the pro-Israel lobby stayed in the background but not out of the fight. In other words, the Israeli lobby was really pushing hard for it. And what's interesting is this article from the Wall Street Journal, published back in 1991, said that essentially part of the trick was that not all Jewish members of Congress voted for war against Iraq because, you know, they had constituent concerns. A lot of people in their constituencies happened to be against the war in Iraq back in 1990 and 91. But in the meantime, they used their influence in other swing districts to allow those Jewish members of Congress who did want to go to war to not have to vote for the war. And in the meantime, they pressured others who were on the fence to go in favor of it. So we're talking hardcore political Machiavellianism at the worst sort. So basically, folks, yes, the Israeli lobby did get us into the war in Iraq. The Israeli lobby got us into the first Iraq war, and they got us into the second Iraq war. And now a lot of people are starting to say it out loud, just like these folks from Harvard and the University of Chicago. And that's good news, folks. Now, we're going to be taking your phone calls here tonight. We don't have any guests planned, so let's open up the phones. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Something else very interesting. I pick up a copy of New York Magazine. Well, most people outside New York City probably don't read New York Magazine, and I doubt you can find it on most newsstands around the country, but I grabbed this issue of New York Magazine dated March 27th because they have a very interesting story listed on the front, 911 conspiracy theorists run amok. And would you believe, folks, there's a big article in here talking about many of the conspiracy theories surrounding 911, things that we've all heard here discussed on Republic Broadcasting Network and things that have been written about in American Free Press on a regular basis, especially by my colleague Christopher Berlin. And, you know, I'll tell you what, although this article appearing in New York Magazine may be just a little bit, sarcastic in tone, the point is this, that the article is telling the people of New York City, that the people of New York who read New York Magazine, that there's a lot of doubts about the official story of 911. Very interesting, for example, they refer to the theory, they have several quote-unquote theories they refer to it. The Mossad did it. Well, they say that, it's a common theory in the Arab world that the Israeli orchestrated it, and they go on to say that there's clearly spurious and deeply anti-Semitic stories, that is, the oft-heard, oft-refuted canard the Jews were told to leave the trade towers. But they do refer, this is New York Magazine, refers to the apparently true but unexplainable fact that five men who were seen filming the attacks from across the river were found by the Forward, very distinguished Jewish magazine, to have ties to Israel's Mossad. And then they say the New World Order did it. And they say that neocon idealists centered at the Council on Foreign Relations initiated the conflict in order to establish the United States as the sole global power. That's very interesting, folks, because, you see, that is what the New World Order is all about. It's not about the United Nations anymore. It's about the effort by these hardline neoconservatives, who are really nothing more than old-fashioned Trotskyites who've retooled their ideology for the 21st century. And they are in positions of power in this Republican administration. That's the classic Machiavellian trick to, come out saying, "Oh, I'm an anti-communist, I'm a conservative," when in fact these people are communists. So anyone who finds themselves allying with the Bush administration and joining the Bush administration in condemning the United Nations is actually doing the work of the Trotskyites, doing the work of the New World Order crowd. Well, folks, it's interesting. You know, this stuff appears in New York Magazine, but it does not appear around the country. You know, most Americans, unless they've had the opportunity to listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network or read American Free Press or get emails from more in-tune folks like the listeners here on RBN, you know, most people have no idea that there are any questions about what really happened on 911, but it's very interesting that the people in New York City who were the primary victims of 911 and then where the surviving families live and where the survivors of the attack lived, you know, here's articles that are very frankly laying out some of the very serious concerns that we have been raising for so long and talking about here on RBN. You know, long before my program was ever here, there have been many, many other broadcasters, John Stadtmiller, Greg Szymanski, I mean, you know, the list goes on. People have been talking about these anomalies, these mysteries. Folks, that's why we need to keep hammering away and getting the truth out there, because now even mainstream establishment publications are admitting that there's some noise being made by the real patriots. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, right here on RBNLive.com.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C., the capital of our republic, so-called. Okay, we actually have some callers, folks. My monitor wasn't working quite correctly, but now I'm pleased to say that it is, and getting ready to bring a few people up here. Let's go to our first caller, Ben from Florida. Ben, come on up.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing tonight, Ben?
I'm very good, but I've been watching the USS Liberty.
Okay.
And it dawns on me all of a sudden, how come this happened after Kennedy was assassinated and the Wheeler Dealer, affectionately known as to his colleagues as Johnson, apologize for our favorite, never mind.
Well, yeah. You know, I'll tell you what, it's hard to say why it happened precisely when it did, but, you know, sometimes, you know.
But when it happened after Kennedy was assassinated.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't think that John F. Kennedy would have let them get away with it.
Based upon. He would have had that Saratoga following those planes right back to Israel and bombing the hell out of them.
You know, there's the other thing.
That man, his name was, they were time immemorial. The media was blackening his name all over the place. They were calling people Kennedy that didn't even bear the name and probably were if the 10th cousin's removed.
Well, one thing I think to keep in mind is that Israel would have probably not felt comfortable trying to pull something like that off if
not,
John F.
Not
Kennedy.
Not that patriot.
No, not if Kennedy had remained as president. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's there's certain things that countries, not just Israel, certain things that foreign countries will or will not do, depending on who's in the White House in the United
That's
States.
That's right.
So, yeah, I mean, this whole USS Liberty thing, you know, I'm going to, next couple weeks here, you know, I always have so much to do, but I'm going to write a letter to every member of Congress and ask them for their comments on the USS Liberty, and then I'm going to spend some time here on the show. I mean, I know what I'm going to get from these liars and these prevaricators and these fools.
It was a mistake.
Yeah, but I'm going to go on the air, and I'm going to read some of these responses from all over the country, because if there's anybody who still has any doubts that most members of Congress can't be relied upon to tell the truth, I think their responses in regard to the matter of the USS Liberty are going to be very, very revealing. So, all right, Ben. Well, listen, thanks for your call. You stay tuned. We're going to go to Clayton from Missouri. Clayton, come on up.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
How you doing tonight, Clayton?
Man, we're going to get snow in St. Louis tonight.
I hear there's some cold weather coming through, yeah.
Yeah, maybe you'll get it the next day.
They're threatening us. That's right. They're saying after midnight tonight, so we'll see what happens.
Well, Mike, I want to ask your listening audience three questions.
Okay.
Would God's chosen people slaughter tens of millions of Russian Christians in the name of communism? What you have to remember, communism is just another name for Judaism. They are synonymous. They are interchangeable. Judaism is communism. They even admit it. Number two, would God's chosen people start two world wars so that they could have a homeland in the Middle East? Number three, would God's chosen people start a third world war so that they could be the rulers and masters of the New World Order?
You know what? I think I know the answer to all three of those, and it begins with the letter Y. Not the question why, the word yes, beginning with the word letter Y.
Well, they're not God's chosen people.
Well, you know, Clayton, I would agree with you on that, but do you know that there are millions of people here in the United States who would say you're a hate monger and a liar and that you're misinformed for saying that?
Well, you know, Michael, I'm going to bring up a couple points. Number one, when Jesus was on trial, Pilate questioned him and then sent him over to King Herod. King Herod at that time was the king of Judea. Of course, he was a puppet. He was appointed by Rome. But he still was the king of Judea. The interesting thing about Herod is Herod was an Edomite. He was not an Israelite.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is really interesting, is because the Edomites were the avowed and hated enemies of the Israelites going back to Jacob and Esau. Now, the real interesting thing is that the Jews, in their own books, the Encyclopedia Judaica, I think it's the 1925 edition, they admit in there, their own books, that Edom is modern Jewry. They admit this. They will tell you, we are not the Israelites of the Bible. We are Edom. And you know, I mean, what does it take? And that's why these people do not understand. The Bible says that Edom and Israel would be hated enemies forever, until the return of Jesus Christ.
Clayton, let me ask you a question, and let me let our listeners ponder this question, too. Suppose that there was a man of God, a true Christian, a true Christian evangelist, who said precisely what you are saying, and which there are some very, very good Christian evangelists out there who do say those things. Do you think that they would be allowed on television, like Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson and Tim LaHaye?
Well, you know as well as I do. I mean, when Pat...
Clayton, you're going to have to stay on for the break. We have a break coming up here. Folks, we're discussing false prophets, P-R-O-P-H-E-T-S, and false prophets, P-R-O-F-I-T-S. This is Michael Collins Piper on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned, folks. Lots of good callers coming up.
Your You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Okay, we're back. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm Michael Collins Piper, coming to you from Washington, D.C., the home base of that very newspaper you just heard advertised on that commercial, American Free Press. The website is AmericanFreePress.net. And you know, folks, I was listening to that commercial earlier for shortwave radios that are available directly from RBN. You know, there's nothing better then, you know, you can give someone a radio as a gift. And they're very functional because you can listen to all sorts of programming on a radio. And it might be a sneaky way to get them to listen to RBN. You know, if they don't know how to tune in on shortwave, you can show them how to do it if you know how to do it. And they'll say, hey, well, listen, why don't you tune in to RBN? Why don't you try that out? Buy somebody an early Christmas present. Remember that number, 800-724-2719. You can get all the information you need on shortwave programming and how to tune those radios in. Okay, we have Clayton on. Clayton, come on back up. We were talking about these false prophets who somehow seem to get lots of publicity on the mainstream media. False prophets like Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson and Tim LaHaye, just to name a few of the more outrageous ones. And I think we kind of reached an agreement there that they get their publicity because they say the wrong things about the Bible rather than the right things.
Exactly right. They are being paid off very well to support Israel and this war on Islam. It's not a war on terror. It's a war on Islam. and they're being rewarded very handsomely. As a matter of fact, I believe Pat Robertson lives in a ranch home in Virginia, and he has a lot of horses. As a matter of fact, I think he was got in a little trouble a couple years ago because one of his horses was a racehorse or something like that.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I happen to like the horse races, although, you know, being an animal lover, I sometimes worry about the poor horses, but kind of surprised that Pat Robertson's in the horse race mode, so that's kind of interesting to know.
Well, yeah, he likes to ride horses, but the thing is last, you know, it's like every week, you know, Pat Robertson is just coming out with some really just off-the-wall stuff. I mean, last week he said that radical Muslims were satanic. And, of course, you know, the Israel people, they just stood up and cheered when he said that. You know, these people are being rewarded handsomely. And I can tell you, Mike, you know, I've been awake since April 19th, 1993. I've really understood since that time what's going on here. And, you know, I can count on one hand the number of true prophets in the land that will speak the truth no matter what, put their life on the line, their family, everything. I can count them on one hand. The rest of them, they're no good. They're dirt. I mean, they will lie for money, Mike. And the Israeli lobby, whatever you want to call it, they have bought them off, and that's where we're at in this country.
Hey, Clayton, don't forget, many, many years ago, about 20 years ago, the Israeli government gave Jerry Falwell a jet. Now, I want to tell you something. Just your plain old Piper Cub's a pretty expensive plane, but Jerry Falwell got a jet from the government of Israel. Now, if that's not a payoff, I don't know what is.
Yeah, and Pat Robertson's going to get to build his own little amusement park over there in Israel. I mean, it never ends.
It's years ago I knew this dear old lady who said about Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell in particular. She used to say, you know, they're men of God on all issues except Israel. And, you know, I never wanted to argue with that lady because she was a dear friend of mine. But, you know, my thought was, well, wait a minute. If these are men of God, how can they be so wrong and be such liars on something that goes to the real heart of the Bible and what Christianity is really all about? I just, I never argued with her. She was a nice old lady and a dear friend of mine, but that's what she used to say.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like all it takes is a little bit of arsenic in a glass of water or whatever. Just that. I mean, they could be right on 90% of the things, or 95%, but if they're wrong on just that one thing, especially regarding these people, it's fatal.
Clayton, listen, I have to move on, but I don't think you could top that line right there. So let's just say farewell for the moment on that line right there. A glass of arsenic, glass of water with just a little bit of arsenic in, folks. Clayton's right. Let's go to Jeff from Massachusetts.
Yes. How's it going?
How are you doing tonight, Jeff?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. I just want to rebut the last caller. I mean, my original message was something different, but after listening to the caller, I got to give a little bit of a rebuttal.
Okay.
Which is, I recommend that the last caller goes to www.infolords.com. That's the website of Al Cuppett. And I also recommend that the last caller reads Psalms chapter 137. Chapter 137, verse 5, if I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. Now, to the last caller, where is Jerusalem at? It's in Israel. Now, even though I don't support aid to Israel, I'm pro-Israel. And I'm going to say that flat on the record. And anti-Semitism has no place in the Patriot movement. Not that vicious. Now, George W. Bush, yes, is a bad guy, and so is the leadership in Israel currently. But that's the leadership.
Let me ask you this. What leadership would you prefer in Israel?
Well, I very simple.
Would you prefer the Labor government? They're the ones who are very tied up heavily with the international communist movement, to whatever extent there is such a communist movement. Whereas the Likud and the Kadima, I guess it's now under... Under Olmert, they're supposedly the anti-communist conservatives. I mean, do you want the left-wing communists or the right-wing communists?
Well, that's it. You don't want any communist in there.
Well, but the thing is, what government do you want in Israel? What government do you think would be the good pro-American government in Israel?
Well, the same for Israel is I would say the same for America, which is a strong, independent politician who cares about borders, language, and culture. Protect our borders, protect our language, protect our culture. I believe the same for Israel. I mean, the Muslim people are a dangerous people. Although we should not be in the Middle East, the Muslims are dangerous. They do want to take over the world. It's in their Quran. All that the Jewish people want to do is defend themselves.
So let me ask you a question now. This is very interesting. I'm glad you brought that up. I saw someone say this the other day that the Muslims, you know, and we hear this all the time, the Muslims want to take over the world. Well, don't all religions want to spread their point of view all over the world? Isn't that why there's such a thing as missionaries?
But the difference is the Muslims do it at the point of a sword and the point of a gun.
Well,
the Jewish
tell you,
people...
Jeff, listen, I'll tell you what. You know, it's kind of funny because we've had lots of wars fought over religion over the past couple thousand years, and, you know, people have promoted their religions at the point of a sword and later at the point of a gun, and, you know, all religions do that, not just the Muslims.
But the Muslims have it in their Quran. The Jewish Bible doesn't have it.
Well, what about
the
Jewish Talmud? You mentioned that you talk about the Jewish Bible, but what about the Jewish Talmud? I mean, there's some pretty horrible things in the Talmud, Jeff. I mean, although I'm not a particularly religious person, as I always emphasize, so I don't want to put myself up as the Jesus Christ number one defender, but I mean, you know, the things that they say in the Jewish Talmud about Jesus Christ are some of the most vile things that I've ever heard. It's the kind of thing you might find in a pornographic publication.
Well,
it's some form of humor.
I don't consider the Talmud to be on the level of the Bible. That's tradition.
Well, but on the other hand, the Talmud is considered one of the key books of the Jewish faith, and
doesn't make it right.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, these things that you're citing, you know, the things that you're citing from the Quran, you know, you can also find many beautiful things in the Quran praising Jesus Christ. So you know what I mean? To suggest that earlier caller was anti-Semitic, do you deny that the leadership of the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia was primarily Jewish?
Well, I will say this, and this will be on the record, which is, you have several different types of Jewish people, just like you have several different types of Christians, and you have Orthodox Jews, Reform Jews, and Conservative Jews.
Right.
And you see, even Michael Savage in his program, the Orthodox Jews think like we do.
What do you mean? Well, now, see, that's not strictly true because you're trying to drawing distinctions here. But, you know, that's funny you bring that up because there's a lot of Orthodox Jews who actually live in Israel, most of them in Jerusalem, and they don't even believe that the Jewish state known as Israel should exist. Now, you're trying to play favorites here, saying, well, this group of Orthodox Jews is good, but this group is bad. You see what I'm saying here? You know, it's not as cut and dried as you're making it sound here. I mean, it comes back to that question earlier. You know, you say you don't like Ariel Sharon and the current government there, but would you say that the previous labor governments have been good governments?
No, they sold Israel down the river too. In fact, it was a travesty that the Israeli government gave the Gaza Strip to the Arabs. I mean the Palestinian organization, they are terrorists. The PLO, Yasser Arafat is a communist agent. That is a fact.
First, Jeff.
Yes.
Yasser Arafat had many factions left, right, and in between in his Fatah movement. If anything, the anti-communists back in the old days when anti-communism and pro-communism meant something. You know, those, a lot of, he was dominant, his movement was dominated by anti-communists. So, well, besides, Yasser Arafat is dead. Jeff, you know something? I really would like to have you on for the full hour. You've said so many things that I disagree with and believe to be wrong, but I've let you talk for the most part because I think it's important for people to hear what you have to say. And the only reason I'm going to cut you off is because I have five other callers waiting to get in here, and chances are I'm not going to give them as much time as I gave you, but I want you to call back again, Jeff, okay? Jeff? I guess Jeff's gone. Let's go to Ron from Oklahoma. Ron?
Michael, that's absolute nonsense. That guy deserves no time on your program at all. They've got all the other media to put out that kind of propaganda, and for you to waste time even talking to some idiot like that is just unbelievable. Now, the points that I'd like to make, and they're just a couple, and I'll go through them relatively quickly, is I wish that you would cite the Harvard study, because I'd like to look that up, and I missed your citation, the name of the book or whatever it is.
Okay, I'll do that.
And give the web citation. And then I think sometime when you have an opportunity that you ought to spend a program reviewing, giving us a synopsis and reviewing the high points of your books, because they are so good. And there are lots of folks out here probably listening to you who haven't had the opportunity to read them. And if you'd give us, you know, like a synopsis of them and run through the high points.
I'll do that sometime.
Okay, and then three other issues that I'd like for you to address sometime. I had read before that the Jews who worked in the World Trade Center got notification not to come to work. And my question is how many Jews worked in the World Trade Center, and how many of them actually died, and where were all the rest?
Okay.
Another issue is that I had, right after all that had happened, I had gotten a printout of the manifest of the airplanes that were involved in this, and there were none of the Arabs that they claim were in charge of that. They weren't on the manifest. And my question is, how'd that happen? How did people, you know, since you have to present ID cards and all that kind of stuff to get on the plane, how did those Arabs get on the planes, and yet none of their names appear on the manifest?
Okay.
And the last one is that Fox had reported that there were Israeli agent teams in the United States that were casing critical government facilities, and they were captured by the FBI right after 9/11. And then, for some strange reason, they all were deported, and none of them were bound over to find out just what all that was about. And I think that those three things really need some examination, and sometime on your program, if you would be so kind maybe as to investigate those things a little bit further, I think that would be very helpful.
All right. Well,
my last point is
okay.
that the Jews, so no question about it, the Jews are the chosen people. How otherwise would they have such an evil document as the Old Testament that, you know, that is the origin of racism, of favoritism, of that God prefers some people over others, and that he tells them to go out and smite everybody utterly and kill the women and the children. All of that comes from the Old Testament. And how it is then that they are able to convince you, Goyim, you Gentiles, that is God's holy word, and you're supposed to listen to it and pay attention to it. They have to be God's children. Otherwise, how else would all that happen? Thanks, Michael.
Ron. Ron's quite a caller. I just would comment on about the question about how many Jews died in the World Trade Center. No question about it. Jews did die in the World Trade Center. American Jews who were working there. No question about that. That doesn't preclude, though, the possibility that there were indeed people who were warned, whether they were American Jews or whether they were Israeli Jews who happened to be there. And I personally received a very interesting and confidential report from someone who was a reader of American Free Press, whose brother-in-law happened to be an American Jewish businessman who worked at the World Trade Center, and he very clearly received some kind of advance warning not to be there, and that evidently caused quite a stir within the family. As far as those Israeli spies who were in the United States, you know what, I am going to do a show on that one evening, because believe it or not, that group of Israeli military people that they were traveling all over the country, they showed up at the office of Liberty Lobby, and Mark Glenn, who has been on this program as a guest, told me a very interesting experience of his own in regard to these Israeli operatives who were here on American soil. So we'll definitely cover that one evening on the show. There were a couple other points that Ron made, which frankly escaped my mind at the moment, but they were good points. And guess what, folks? I hear that music coming up. That means we only have a few minutes left, and we'll try to squeeze in our callers that remain. So stay aboard. This is Michael Collins Piper on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are wrapping up another hour. And our caller, Ron from Oklahoma, did ask me to cite the place online where you can get that Harvard report. I'll tell you what, that citation is so long, it is one of the longest citations I've ever seen in my life. So I think probably the best thing I can recommend is those who want to find it should go to Google and type in the name Stephen Walt, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Stephen with a P-H. His last name is Walt, W-A-L-T. Type in the phrase, the Israel Lobby, which is the name of the paper, the Israel Lobby. And then, of course, Stephen Walt, one of the co-authors. And also type in London Review of Books, London Review of Books. And that'll take you to probably the website of the London Review of Books, and you'll find an edited version of that article there, plus a link to the full-length 83-page report. It is very important, and as I say, I think doing a Google search, you'll get it. Now, we do have a couple callers. I'd like to try to squeeze them in here before the hour is up. Let's go to Bill from Alaska. Bill, come on up.
Hello, Michael. Great show as usual.
All right. I appreciate that.
Greetings from the great white north.
I guess so.
Well, I just wanted to thank Ron for calling in, so now I don't have to wade through that Old Testament. I'll just rip out the front half of my Bible since I know that's where all the problems in the world are coming from.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I remember one time when I was a kid, I went home to visit my mother, and I didn't have really anything to read there, and I got an old book of Bible stories, I tell you the truth, I got the book of Bible stories, a bottle of whiskey, and a cigar.
There you go.
And crawled in the bathtub and started reading Bible stories, and then when I was finished, I went downstairs and said to my mother, I said, Mother, my God, why did you ever let me read Bible stories from the Old Testament?
Well, I started reading it about 20 years ago, and I get a lot out of it. But anyway, I'm going to keep moving because I know you ain't got much time.
All right, the other thing
that I wanted to say is send Jeff the new Trocardi website, and, you know, pretty soon he'll figure out the difference between Jews and Zionists.
I doubt that he will, but,
Jeff's a fairly intelligent guy, but, you know, it taught me a lot.
I sometimes, you know, like I said, you know, sometimes I think it's better to let people talk and let people hear what they have to say because sometimes it's so obviously wrong.
Yeah.
That, you know, what do they say? By their fruits ye shall know them.
Something like that. Hey, look, the reason I actually call, and by the way, I just got an email from Mark Glenn. We were talking about that Jerry Falwell jet. The reason I called originally was since you're in the D.C. area, I wanted to ask you, and forgive me if you've already touched on this, about the Dale Crowley deal with WFAX.
Well, I can tell you this much. As far as I know, Dale is not back, but I've called.
Well, I know he's not back, and I know John offered him a slot on RBN.
Oh, well, I didn't know that myself. That would be wonderful if he could come on board, but I will tell you this much. I personally have called WFAX twice and asked to speak to Doris Newcomb and ask her to come on this program and explain why Dale Crowley's focus on Israel is no longer welcome on WFAX, and she has not returned my call. So
email letter and very polite and told her that I was really disappointed.
They need to hear that because they're going to hear from more people than they heard from the critics. I can assure you that.
Look, I know you got another guy on there, so I'm going to bail on you. Michael,
actually,
great show as usual.
Bill, I appreciate it. And, folks, that goes to Rita in Texas and Roger in Pennsylvania who were patiently hanging in there. We've got to say farewell for the evening, but I appreciate you taking the time to try to get on here. And we'll have open phones tomorrow night. And we're going to discuss some of the things we were talking about here on the program tonight. Ron from Oklahoma raised some real interesting questions, and they need to be considered further. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, thanks for tuning in. This is Michael Collins Piper, and I want you to stay tuned to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Lots of good programming ahead. Have a good evening, folks.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.